It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Phil Hollebeck's downtown Lexington projects have included Main and Rose and the Nun Lofts. He is now leading an effort to redevelop the eastern end of downtown Lexington along Midland Avenue from Vine to 3rd Streets. Phil joined Tom Martin for a conversation about the project.
And Phil, let's start with you, if you would. Please describe the vision for a transformed Midland Avenue.
You know, Midland Avenue is one of the greatest opportunities we have as a community to transform a gateway into our downtown. Midland Avenue brings together several different neighborhoods, which include lower income, higher income, and the downtown core, all in one area. When you picture Midland Avenue right now, you might picture racing cars that are trying to get out of downtown from the downtown core out to Winchester Road without having to slow down or stop. When you picture Midland Avenue a few years from now, you might envision multi-story mixed-use projects in a very pedestrian-friendly environment that includes a grassy median, bike lanes, and sidewalks with people walking and hanging outside of cafes.
What are you thinking about the affordability of the apartments or the condominiums that will be in that area?
Affordability is absolutely key. We applaud everything the city has put in place to date and is still working on to improve affordability, both on the rental side and the home ownership side. I know that to have great neighborhoods, you really need to have home ownership and business ownership. And one of those key components to home ownership is making sure that it's affordable.
Thinking about Lexington's downtown district on the whole, most of the energy, most of the activity is now concentrated west of Limestone and especially west of Broadway. Do you see your East End project as bringing balance into that equation in favor of the East End?
This serves as a nice counterpoint or counterweight to the investment that could take place in the near future with a revitalized convention center or new parkland or whatnot. We need that critical mass and density on both sides of downtown.
Okay, let's look at that acronym that we've been tossing around, TIF, which stands for Tax Increment Financing. How would designation as a TIF district work for this particular project?
I really think this Midland Avenue project is exactly what TIF was created for in the first place. It's a parts of this district are blighted. It's a lower income neighborhood, and that really has not been generating a great deal of tax revenues. To give you a little more background on how this TIF or tax increment financing works, the incremental tax dollars that are generated are what can be put back into these projects and allows developers to recoup their costs. So, for example, imagine if this district was currently generating $1 a year in tax revenues. And then imagine that after the projects were completed, it was generating $11 of tax revenue per year, or $10 of incremental revenue. Eight of those $10 could be put back into the project, and the other $2 would go back to the public sector. So before anything was done, the public sector was receiving $1 a year. Now they're receiving $3 a year. On top of that, those additional or incremental dollars, 80% of those were used to create great public sector improvements, whether that's a sewer line or parking garages or improved public art or parks. There's all sorts of possibilities.
Next week in Part 2, Tom talks with another partner in the Midland Avenue project, Kevin Smith, president and CEO of the Community Ventures Corporation. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.